Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Please Mom, Feminize Me, Part 3, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. It will be fine, Abby, just relax. She was right. The woman at the counter never even asked me what gender I was. She simply marked the box for female, and I had a new license. As I started to leave, a classmate, Valerie, walked up to me. I know you from somewhere. My name is Valerie. Abigail Grant, I said then as Mom and I watched, her eyes grew wider. Her name is Abigail Grant Valerie. Mom was a bit forceful and Val stayed silent. Can I come over this afternoon, Abigail? I wasn't sure I wanted to discuss this change of mind with Valerie, but looked at Mom, who nodded her head yes. Okay, Valerie, see you then. I got in on the driver's side and sagged against the wheel. I'm dead for sure, Mom. Not necessarily Abby. Valerie seemed to be a nice girl, she'll understand. She's also one of the most popular girls in school, Mom. You saw her, she's gorgeous, has that smile of hers, and boys chase after her all the time. I should be so lucky to be like her. You might be, just be patient. I was on pins and needles as I waited for Valerie to show up, which Mom thought was funny. I checked and rechecked my makeup and hair, added perfume and lipstick, and paced the kitchen. Finally, Valerie showed up. Valerie, when I saw Andy or Abby, I was shocked to say the least. Oh, I had seen boys dressed as girls before. My brother even did it a few times at Halloween. But this isn't Halloween. And Abigail looks spectacular to say the least. I never knew that Andy wanted to dress like a girl, and I've known him since grade school. The fact that she was getting a new driver's license dressed that way can only mean one thing, and that is she intends to be here a while. And with her mother there, it's obvious that her parents are letting her do this, even helping her in a lot of ways. I know what kind of person Andy is, and I can't imagine Abigail being any different, but I had to find out, so I asked if I could come over to her house. I have no idea how this will work out, but I'll give her a chance to tell me before I make up my mind. Abigail? I let Valerie into the house, and at Mom's urging, we went out on the patio. Compared to her, I was still just a boy in a skirt, and as she let her eyes roam over me, I felt like a butterfly stuck on a board. Damn, I never would have guessed this about you. You look terrific. No, better than that, you're gorgeous. She took my hand in hers and demanded that I tell her all. My secret was out now anyway, wasn't it? So what did I have to lose? She listened to me. Then, when I was done, she sat back. Not very many kids are going to understand this, Abby. You know that, don't you? I nodded my head, yes. Some, maybe even most of the guys certainly won't and might even get violent about it if they hit on you and then find out. Myself, I don't care. But trust me on this. You'll have to be very careful or so damn good at it that nobody would ever know or figure it out. The despair that had plagued me for so long once again rose in my throat, swelling until I felt myself wanting to cry. Looking at you, Abby, I'd say that you have the looking good part down pretty good. Now all you have to do is master the rest and get on with your life. Valerie turned out to be a lot more open-minded than I had thought. I sat and looked at her, so scared of the future that I hardly spoke at all. What you need is a coach. Coach? Sure, somebody to show you how to be a teenage girl, and who better than me? Valerie represented everything I liked in a girl. She has that smile, those beautiful green eyes of hers, and of course when she walked, it was like watching fluid in motion. She's smart and pretty, popular, never without a date if she wanted one, and almost always cheerful. As an example of the perfect girl, she is my idol. As an example of what I will never be, I hate her. Will you let me help you, Abby? As a tear rolled down my cheek, I nodded my head yes, and I saw her smile at me. I think we should make sure you're seen, and the best way to do that is to walk around the mall. Game? That familiar lump appeared in my throat again, and my first instinct was to say no, but I swallowed hard and slowly nodded my head. Yes. I have to tell Mom. I'll wait here then, Abby. Mom gave me some money and told me to buy a new wallet and to have fun. Fun. I was walking straight into the executioner's axe, or nothing would happen. Either way, I would be in deeper than I ever imagined I would be just 3 weeks ago. Valerie and I walked across the yard, then down the street to the mall. It's a 4-block walk. By the time we reached the first corner, Valerie wanted to know how I managed to look so nice, and all I could tell her was that this is the way I turned out. Trust me, Abby. As long as you don't do anything stupid, you'll be fine. Hell, you look better than some of my friends. I thought she was being nice. Then she asked me to think about Melissa. That brought a smile to my lips. Melissa is very nice, and some would say pretty, but she is way overweight and doesn't have a clue when it comes to makeup or hair. I suppressed my smile and tried to keep in step with her. I told Valerie I needed a new wallet, so we went into a store and I found one on sale. I bought it, then transferred my things to the new wallet. Valerie saw my temporary license and snatched it away. It says your name is Abigail Elizabeth Grant, a female aged 17. I smiled as I put it in the wallet and then in my purse. This is great. Why? Because you have legal identification that says you are a girl, silly. I still didn't get it. Listen, Abby. If someone questions you, you'll be able to prove you are who you say you are and who's going to argue with the state and your mother. That simple statement brought me to life when I realized she was right. And compared to Melissa and maybe a few others, I did look okay. And now that I could prove I was a girl, I felt myself relaxing and smiled at Valerie. We went into all of the shoe stores, a fancy lingerie shop, then into a perfume shop. So far, I had only used Mom's scent, so Valerie and I decided that I needed one of my own. I smelled a few, then I came to one I liked and bought a very small bottle. It almost broke me and Valerie just laughed. It's the price we pay to smell better than the guys do, Abby. Just as we walked out of the shop, we ran smack into the horde. That's what most of the kids call these guys.
Valerie.
When Abby told me about how she felt, and the fear she always tasted when she dressed up in the past, I understood. No matter what she was under the clothes, she looked great, but she doesn't believe it yet. Her mother and I see it, but Abby is still scared to death in a lot of ways. I think that as long as she is with someone she trusts, she's okay. But the minute she's alone, she lapses into this funky, I can't do it routine. That's why I asked her to come to the mall with me. It's crowded, a lot of our friends are usually there, and if she survives there, she'll feel better about herself. Besides that, she's my friend. Abigail. The horde is made up of a bunch of losers that are actually proud of the fact that all of them have flunked at least one grade. They all tried to grow beards or mustaches, usually wore tight jeans and blue Hawaiian shirts under leather jackets with clunky boots. Their so-called leader is Rancid. Real name Raymond, a slob if there ever was one. I was sure their collective IQ was somewhat less than our cat, who at least kept herself clean. I couldn't say the same for the horde. Valerie and I tried to walk around them, but an arm snaked out and grabbed me, spun me around and held me there. Looky here, a new chick and she's a real looker too. Let her go, you big ape. Valerie was pounding on his arm, which he ignored, and slipped his hand to my right breast and squeezed. Some of my breast was me, some was silicone, so it didn't hurt as much as it could have, but I mashed down on his foot trying to get away. It didn't even faze him. Rancid is head taller than I am and outweighs me by 50 pounds, so it was no contest, really. Valerie kicked him and was yanked back by one of his goons. Then, as she tried to scream, he clamped a hand over her mouth. I saw a finger tapping Rancid on the shoulder, then a fist as it sailed past my ear and connected. I heard the bone in his nose break, and as he let go of me so he could face our hero, "Come on, pal, let's see if you can beat this." Rancid lunged and the guy stepped aside, letting Rancid go by. Then he kicked him hard, right in the underwear. We all heard the groan and watched as Rancid fell to the floor in a tight ball, moaning in pain. Mall security came running and the goons let Valerie go, running down the concourse, leaving their leader to face the music all alone. I was shaking, afraid for a variety of reasons. Let's start with the fact that I am a boy in a skirt and blouse. I was scared to death when Rancid grabbed me, and now I'm standing here waiting for security to take our names and so on. That's when I learned the name of our hero. He's tall and husky with blonde hair cut short and brown eyes. He stood there easily, sure of himself, unafraid of anything. His name is Stanley. I must have been staring because Valerie nudged me, then smiled at me. A female officer asked us if we were okay. Then we had to give her our ID. I handed her my temporary license and waited. None of us were hurt at all, just scared. Rancid had to be hauled away in an ambulance.
Thank you for helping us.
My pleasure. I'm Stan Wood, by the way. Hi, I'm Valerie, and this is Abigail.
Stan didn't seem the least excited by what he had just done. His face was calm, a smile on his face wide, and more, he was staring at me. Valerie was grinning. I was trying. Let me buy you ladies a soda to make up for this. Before I could say a word, we'd like that, Stan. Without a word, Valerie took one arm, so I took the other, walking along together until we reached the KFG area. Stan went to get our drinks, and Valerie was almost jumping out of her chair. Girl, he's got eyes for you, lucky girl. No? Oh, yes. You saw the way he was staring at you? That can only mean one thing. Just then, Stan returned. I was sipping on my drink, trying to be very feminine, just in case Valerie was right, when Stan asked if he could call me. I almost choked on my drink. I'm new here, and I don't know anybody, except you two, of course. Trying to steer away from the issue of his calling me, I told him he looked pretty cool when he took out Rancid. It's all a matter of leverage and timing. He didn't have a clue how to use a knife, so it was easy to bait him, and he fell for it. He saw the question on my face, and he laughed. You never toss a knife from one hand to the other. You lose control that way. He was all mouth anyway. It was nothing. I was impressed as hell, because I couldn't take Rancid on my best day as compared to Stan's worst, and Stan merely shook it off like it was nothing. Let me walk you girls home. Sure. Valerie was at it again, but there wasn't any gracious way to say no, so with Val on one side and me on the other, we headed back home. Valerie's house was first, so we dropped her off, and I said I could make it from there, but he wasn't having any of that, took my hand in his, and asked me to lead the way. We walked the other two blocks hand in hand, then, as we turned the corner, I saw that Dad's truck was in the driveway. This might not be good, but he had agreed, insisted in fact that I dress as a girl, and now I was stuck holding Stan's hand. We walked up the driveway together. Dad saw us, then came over. Daddy, this is Stan Wood. He saved Valerie and I today. We were attacked in the mall and Stan flattened him. I didn't want to sound like I was in awe, but I was, and it came out that way. It was Rancid, Dad. That's the puke that thinks he's tough? I nodded my head, yes. He wouldn't like to have me see him trying that. That statement was true. Dad would turn Rancid into plumber's putty in a hot minute, but Rancid knows when to be cool and when not. He would never try anything around my dad or any other male he thought could take him. That's what happened with Stan, but Rancid made a mistake. He had a knife, Dad, but Stan broke his nose and kicked him in the underwear, then took it away from him. Dad looked at Stan and smiled. I owe you, son. Thanks for watching out for Abby. It was nothing, sir, but sir, can I call on Abby in the future, sir? Of course, here's my card, our number is right there. Stan kissed my hand, shook Dad's, and walked down the street. How could you do that to me? What? Dad didn't get it, and I stormed in the house, my skirt flaring as I turned and ran. I was in my room when Mom came in and shut the door. She was smiling at me, I noticed. Had a nice afternoon, I see. Dad said Stan could call me. Why shouldn't he call you? I told her what happened, even about Rancid grabbing my breast and everything Stan had done. It sounds like he is attracted to you, Abby. I saw him and he's very cute. You make a cute couple. Mom! Don't mom me, young lady. I'll bet that you even thought of something like this happening. This might be exactly what you need. I sat on the bed while she sat at the vanity. This is what I told you about. I said there would be a boy out there who would be attracted to you, and now that you're dressing as a girl, you would have to cope with it. This boy sounds like he's very nice, Abigail, and you should think about it before you say no if he asks you out. She was right. I had thought about something like this happening to me. What made me nervous was that I was hoping it would, but I couldn't admit that out loud. I could hardly admit it to myself. Stan is everything my dad wanted in a son. Tall, good-looking, strong as an ox, smart and polite. I'm short, pudgy in a few places, and not nearly as strong as most boys my age. I'm smart and polite, which ends our similarities, other than we are both males. Now I knew that I was attractive enough to have a boy want to be with me, but exactly how do I manage to keep him from finding out about me? That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.